That Sean would agree to play beach volleyball when he had a car repair deadline was highly unlikely, but Annie would certainly try. When the school bus dropped her off, she didn't even go into the house to change her clothes, but retrieved her bike from the garage and started pedaling. The frothy white dress billowed out behind her in fat white balloons. It was a ridiculous thing to bicycle in. She pulled off the scrunchie and let her hair fly too. Her hair was dark and romantic against the white of her dress. "I'm going to ruin the dress," she thought. "I should have changed into jeans, especially when I know perfectly well Sean is just changing the oil on some car, and he'll want me to help." "I'll help you," she promised the absent Sean. "I will repair your entire personality, you lucky guy. By the end of summer, you will have worth." Lately, Annie had been reading every advice column in existence. Ann Landers, Dear Abby, Miss Manners. She'd become unusually hooked on radio and television talk shows. She knew two things now. A, you weren't supposed to try to change other people. It didn't work, and afterward they hated you. B, mind your own business. Of course, nobody ever obeyed these two rules. It would take all the fun out of life. Annie had no intention whatsoever of following either A or B. She pedaled through the village toward Stratton Point. The land was solid with houses. Hardly a village now that 80,000 people lived here, but the residents, most of whom had moved from New York City, liked to pretend they were rural. It was very warm, but the breeze was not friendly. The sky darkened. They were in for a good storm. Her father always called a storm good. Annie thought about the impending thunderstorm at home, and then decided not to think about it. Passing the last house, she crossed the narrow spit of land, two cars wide, that led to Stratton Point. Sometime in the 1880s, a railroad baron had built his summer cottage on an island a few hundred yards from shore. He created a yacht basin so he could commute to New York City, and then built a causeway so his family could ride in their splendid monogrammed carriage to the village ice cream parlor. He added a magnificent turreted bathhouse down by a stretch of soft white sand, and a carriage house, stables, an echo house, and even a decorative lighthouse with a bell tower instead of warnings. Decades after the parties ceased and nobody was there to have afternoon tea or play croquet, the mansion was divided into 9 apartments, and the 600 acres of Stratton Point became a town park. The bathhouse was used by the public now. The garden club reclaimed the walled gardens, and where Mr. Stratton's single yacht had once been docked, hundreds of tiny boats cluttered the placid water. Day campers detoured by the Echo House to scream forbidden words and listen to them come back. "I didn't say it," they would protest happily. The 9 apartments were occupied by town crew, including Sean's father, whose job it was to keep up roads and parks and storm drains. Nobody kept the mansion up. Annie pedaled past parking lots, picnic areas, and tennis courts, past sunfishes and blue jays waiting to be popped into the water, past the beach where the graduating class was gathering in spite of the look of the sky. She passed the holly gardens and the nature paths, more parking lots, woods, sand, meadow, and finally, the bottom of the great hill. The huge brown-shingled mansion cast its 3-towered shadow over the hill. Pity the horses that had had to drag heavy carriages up this steep curve. Biking up was very difficult. There were days when Annie could do it, and days she couldn't. This was a day she could. Stretching up into the hot, angry clouds, the mansion's copper-trimmed towers glimmered angrily, as if they knew they were shortly to die. Annie shivered in the heat, vaguely afraid of the shadows, steering around them to stay in the sun. Sean would be parked on the turnaround, getting his non-working vehicles working enough to be driven away before the demolition crew blocked access to the mansion. At the crest of the great hill, the old drive circled a vast garden occupied by non-working fountains, and still